Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Mem Dalet, but we're also, Be'ezus Hashem, going to finish off the Perek and do Mem Hei Omad Aleph as well, which is relatively short. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Bernice Adams, Barucha Bas Tovia, and also Israel David Bodik, Yisrael David Ben Hill. All the Neshamas we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. Now, we'd actually gotten to the middle of Mem Dalet Omad Aleph, but we're going to go back and chazer over from a few lines from the bottom on Mem Gimel Omud Beis. And we're going to go with the Tanya, three lines from the bottom. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa yesterday, Hamafkir es Sodeyu, somebody's mafkir is field. The intention here was a person trying to get out of Trumas and Maestros. So by being mafkir is field, he no longer has to give Trumas and Maestros when you retake the field from Hefkir. So Hefkir is put to me Trumas and Maestros. So the person trying to do a trick over here to get around, taking off the Trumas and Maestros in the field. So, Hamafkir es Sadeu, Kol Shlosha Yomim, for the first 3 days, 72 hours, after he's Mafkir the field, Yochol Lachzerbo, he is able to go and retract. Even if somebody actually acquired this field while it was technically Hefker, nevertheless, the person is able to reacquire the field within the first 72 hours. So, Hamafkir es Sadeu, Kol Shlosha Yomim, during the first 72 hours, the first 3 days, even if somebody else were to acquire this field, Yochol Lachzerbo, the original owner, has the right to take this field back, even from somebody who had acquired it. However, Mikan Ve'elech Ein Yochol Lachzerbo. But beyond the 72-hour period of time, beyond the 3 days, then even if somebody did not go and acquire it, he can't retract his Hefker. He could go pick it up himself and reacquire it, but in this situation, he can't retract his original Hefker. So, the Tana Kama in this Braisa, what we'll call the Reisha of this Braisa, states that for the first 72 hours, you are incapable of making it Hefker yet. It's not yet Hefker. You can retract, and therefore, even if somebody acquires it, it's not considered yet Hefker. But after 72 hours, even if someone else did not pick it up, it is Hefker. Of course, you can acquire it yourself from Hefker, but you can't retract that original Hefker. That's the ratio of the Braisa. Now, this ratio seems to go in accord with the opinion that we learned in the Mishnah of the Chachamim. If you remember back in the Mishnah, we had a machlos with the Chachamim of Yossi when Reuven had asked Shimon to get an offer from him, and they're on the road. There's nobody else there on the road, and Shimon doesn't have food, so Reuven wants to give him food. So he puts it on a rock, and he's mafkir it, and he says, this food doesn't belong to me. And Shimon is allowed to pick it up. That was the opinion of the Chachamim. Rav Yossi had said, no, that looks too much like a charade. That looks too much like a harama. And Rav had explained, therefore, he can't be mafkir in that situation, it still belongs to him, and when Shimon picks it up from the rock, he's really getting hanor directly from Reuven, and therefore isn't allowed to take it. So that is the Mishnah. The Chachamim say that a person can be mafkir something. So we want to suggest that this Reisha is like the opinion of the Chachamim, because after 3 days, he is able to be mafkir, the Hefker takes effect, and he can't retract it. That sounds like the opinion of the Chachamim. Now we go to the safe of the Braisa. Omar, if the person were to say, Tei so de zu mufkeres liomecho, the Shabbos achas, the chodesh echo, the shonar achas, the shavu achas, if the person says he's giving a time limitation on the time that his field is hefker, a day, a week, Shabbos means a week, a chodesh, a month, the shonar, a year, the shavua, that means a sabbatical, for 7 years of the Shemitah cycle. So in that situation, anshelo zochaba, if nobody acquired it, so then, whether it was he acquiring it or anybody else acquiring it, there is an ability to retract over here. This sounds like it's Rav Yossi, who says that the person, since he has the ability to retract, it's as if it is not yet Hefker. As opposed to, but if somebody did go and in fact acquire it, whether it was himself acquiring it now from Hefker or somebody else acquiring it from Hefker, then he's not allowed to retract it. So the Seifa of this price seems to go in accord with Rav Yossi in the Mishnah. Instead, a person retracts something, he still has the right to retract his hefker until the other person actually acquires it. And that's the Gemara's question. This Braisa, which doesn't seem to mention a separate author from the Reisha, the Sefer should be one author, so Reisha Rabbanan. The Reisha seems to be the opinion of the Rabbanan, and the Sefer seems to be the opinion of Yossi. Again, we learned all this yesterday, this is all Chazara. So we gave the first teretz, and today we'll give the second teretz. So the first teretz, we'll go again over, that's Ula's teretz. Ula's going to reconcile the entire Braisa as being in accord with the Chachamim. He says, Seifa Nami Rabbanan. He says the Seifa is also the opinion of the Chachamim. The Seifa also says that a person can not retract. Once he puts it out there, that's it. He made it Hefker. Aye. Why then, in the Reisha, 72 hours. So we said that's to go against the Ramoyim. The Ramoyim, the cheats. So they're going to go and make this hefker for a minute and then go take it back. So in order to prevent that from happening, the rabbis instituted midirabbanan. In this situation, midirabbanan, the rabbis said that the hefker daraisa will not take effect. So that's what Ula's Teretz is, Sefer Nami Rabbananhi. And the Reisha is the opinion of the Rabbanan, and the Sefer is also the opinion of the Rabbanan. And the Gemara, of course, jumps in and questions this and says, Ihachi, how come am I? Achilo Zocha Bo, Ben Hu, Ben Acha, Yochel Asbo. But the Sefer seems to say that he is allowed to go and retract. But the Chacham's opinion is that you can't retract. So Ula says, no, that's not a problem here, because Shaini Shana Vishavua Delo Shchiche, as we pointed out yesterday from the Rush, that Heavy Hefker Gorua, this isn't a real Hefker because it's a time-limited Hefker. Kivin Shalo Hefkiro Li'olam, since he didn't make it Hefker forever, so in this situation, Modu Rabbanan Baha, the rabbis also, the Chachamim also agree in this situation, Shalo Gomar B'dayto Shia Hefker, it's not really Hefker until Achiyiskebo Odom, until a person picks it up. Oh, then it shows that it's really Hefker. In that situation, when he's doing it for a time-limited period of time, he's hoping that nobody will actually pick it up during this period of time of a day, a week, a month, a year, or a sabbatical cycle, and therefore the Yachzer Lo will return to him. So Ula's answer was, the entire Braisa is in accord with the Chachamim's opinion. The Chachamim's opinion is normally that the person can't retract. Aye, how come in the Sefer he is able to retract? Because that's different. It's a Hefker Gorua. Okay, this is all Chazara from yesterday's year. Now we pick up new. Give us Reish Lakish's teretz. Reish Lakish Amar, and we're 5 lines from the bottom of Mem Dalet Omet Aleph, and Reish Lakish is going to answer our question. Reish Rabbanan Sefer Rav Yossi, how can that be? With saying the entire Braisa is Rav Yossi. So Reish Lakish Amar, me the Sefer Rav Yossi, as we had proven the Sefer is Rav Yossi from the fact that he still can retract. So that's the opinion of Rav Yossi, that you can retract me the Araisa. So therefore, that's why the Sefer wasn't a problem to Rav Yossi. But the Reisha is, because the Reisha says that after 72 hours, you can't retract. So if that's the opinion of the Rav Yossi, why can't you retract? Nevertheless, Reish Lakish says, be the Sefer Rav Yossi, Reish Nami Rav Yossi. And the reason why in the Reisha, according to Rav Yossi, that you're not allowed to retract after 72 hours is because Midaraisa you can, but the rabbis instituted Midirabbanan that you can't. The Reisha, Hainu Taima, this is the reasoning why the Reisha is also Rav Yossi, even though it says that you can't retract after 72 hours, Midaraisa you can, but it's only Midirabbanan. And the rabbis who goes over here, the lo lish takach toras hefker. The rabbis didn't want you to forget the din of hefker. What does that mean? You'd forget the din of hefker. You can see this in the Mefarish very nicely. In Dibur Maskel Mishum the lo lish takach toras hefker. The mid daraisa on a daraisa level vade lo heavy hefker, because ad osil rishu zolcha Rav Yossi shita is that in fact you're allowed to retract. So technically, even after 72 hours, if it hasn't gone into somebody's possession, then it still should be able to be retracted. And therefore, the chayav chiyav de truma umaiser, it would actually still have a chiyav of trumas and maisers in it. But if that were true, that a person could still retract after the 72 hours, so then people would then say, when I do pick it up after the 72 hours, I'm not really picking it up from hefker. I'm picking it up from the person Reuven, because he could retract at any moment. So it's as if I'm really getting a matana from him, and I'm not being zocher from Hefker. And if I'm getting a matana, when Reuven gives a matana to Shimon, it is chayiv in trumas and maisos. So the person in this situation is going to think that it actually is chayiv in trumos and maisos. So therefore the rabbis came along with a gozer, no, you're not chayiv in trumas and maisos over here, in order that you shouldn't forget the din of Toras Hefker, that when you pick something up from Hefker, it technically is parted from Trumas and Maisers. Okay, so that's Reish Lakish's explanation for the Reish of the Braisa being, in fact, like Rav Yossi, that in fact, Mida Araisa, it's not Hefker, and only the rabbis instituted Mida Rabbanan that it should be Hefker after the 3-day period of time. Gemara questions this and says, if that's true, Ihachi, why did they say 3 days? Afilu miyom harishon, namil hevi hefker. They should have made the din derabbanan that instantly it's hefker. And why wait till 3 days to say that it's hefker, midirabbanan? So, Rabba explains, no, this is the same gezeira that we mentioned before, ibnei haramayim. We don't want the cheats, the people that are trying to just get out of Trumas and Maisos. I made me feel Hefker. Oh, I acquired it from Hefker. So therefore, because of these cheats, the Mafkirin that are going to be Mafkir the fields of a Hadron Bahon and then immediately go take it back, so that the rabbis wanted to stop. And therefore, they said that for the first 72 hours, if you do that and take it back, which is when most people would go and take it back, so then you're right, you weren't Mafkir it. And it's only after 72 hours when it's very unlikely that the Ramoyim would let it sit that long without taking it back. So then the rabbis didn't want you to forget the din of Hefker. They didn't want you to mistakenly think that you're being Zochet from the person who was Mafkirit because he wasn't really Mafkirit, and therefore you won't remember the din of Torah's Hefker, that when something's Hefker, it's parted from Trumas and Maisos. So therefore, after 72 hours, the opinion of Rav Yossi would be that the rabbis instituted a din derabbanan over here to make it Hefker. So this is how Reish Lakish answers up the seeming stira between the Reish and the Sefer Debraisa by saying it's all Rav Yossi. Again, the opinion of Ula was that it was all the Chachamim, and the opinion of Reish Lakish is that it's all the opinion of Rav Yossi. So now the Gemara still questions Reish Lakish and says, wait a second, Avol D'Araisa Lo Havi Hefker. Based upon this, then on a D'Araisa level, they're telling me according to Reish Lakish, it's really not Hefker. On a derisa level, he was able to retract until somebody actually picks it up, and therefore, if nobody picked it up, it really is, on a derisa level, chayiv and trumas and maisos. It's not hefker. So that's a problem. And we turn to Nimdalit Amud Beis, because in this situation, Vidilma, Asil Yasure min hachiv ala potor, and then someone not goritz, but it's not that it's wrong, they just want to goritz it, umin hapotor ala chiv. Now you can have a problem. If this field is chayev on a derais level, trumas and maisos, but it's only potter on a derabbanan level, this person may come mistakenly to go and say, well, it's chayev on a derabbanan level, and I'll go take it off on a derabbanan level on other trumas and maisos that are chayev midirabbanan. And I'll be taking from something that is really chayev on a derais level on something that's potter on a derais level, or vice versa. He'll say that this field is really chayiv on a deraisa level, and take it off on something that's chayiv on a deraisa level, or take it from someplace else, and potter this field on a deraisa level, when in fact, it's potter mi derabbanan, and you're going to be taking off from a chayiv ala potter, or min a potter ala chayiv. People are going to make a mistake doing it this way. So, that is the question that the Gemara asks over here. If you have this semi-status, it's on a deraisa level still chayiv, but on a derabbanan level it's going to be potter, it's going to lead to all sorts of takolos. So the Gemara says, no, very simple. We won't let this takolos happen of taking off min achiv ala potter or min apotter ala achiv by telling this person damrina lay. When the rabbi said that on a derabbanan level it's potter from trumas and maestros, so they're going to tell us over here damrina lay kimi asris. If you do go and take off maestros from this field because you're saying it's chayv on a daraisa level, but you're potter only on a derabbanan level, so we tell this person kimi asris when you do take off trumas and maestros over here. Aser mine ube. You must take it off only from this field on this field. You can't take it from any place else on this field or from this field on any place else. As the Ran says, Nibra Maskul Darmina, Kim Asris Aser mine ube. So the Ran says, Kolomar, Lo te Aser mimenu amokamacha. You can't take from this field and use it to exempt produce from another field. Velo mimokamacha. And don't take produce from another field or love to exempt this from Trumas Maisos. Elo, what must you do? Aser mine ube. You must go and take off trumas and maisos from this field only on this field. So therefore, you won't have any problems. So that's how the Gemara gets around the first question on Reish Lakish. Gemara asks another question on Reish Lakish. Shita meisve. We have another brisa. Here, this brisa says hamafgir es karmo. Now, right now, we're assuming that the author of this brisa is presumptively the author of the previous brisa, which is going to be the question. Hamafkir es karmo, if somebody says, my vineyard is hefker. But the next morning, l'shachar, he wakes up the next morning, amad ubatsro. He gets up the next morning and picks all the grapes off the vines. So in this situation, he's chayev beperet uva ololos. Peret and ololos are certain types of matnos aniyim. Peret is very similar to leket. It's when you're harvesting grain or when you're harvesting the grapes and you drop one or two. So then you have to leave that for the poor person. So peret is like leket. And ololos is when you have certain types of immature grapes on the vine, so you have to leave that for the poor person as well. So these are matnos aniyim that you have to give, even from hefker. Likewise, uveshichecha uvepeya. These are the standard by wheat, where you forgot to harvest a certain area of the field, and Peya is you have to leave a corner of the field. So the same thing by a vine. If you forgot to harvest, you were going through the vineyard and you forgot to harvest one vine, or you have the peya, which is a portion of the field, midi rabbanan, 1/60 of the field. But technically, chita achas poteris sakri, even a single leaving over for the aniyim would be fine. But the rabbis instituted there should be 1/60 of the field should be left over for the aniyim. So all of these obligations, the matnos aniyim, peret, olos, shichcha, and peya from the vineyard, all are subject to be given to the ani, even if you were zochet from hefker. However, the b'raisa says, upatur min ha-maiser, but in fact, you don't have to take off trumas and maisers from this vineyard that you were zochet to, again, in the morning, from hefker. Now, Ula has no problem with this b'raisa. He says this all is in accord with the previous b'raisa, which Ula had said, the Reish and the Sefer were both the Chachamim. So Bishlam al-Ula, according to Ula, who the opinion is, the Chachamim cannot go and retract Midaraisa, and it's only Midarabonin that they instituted because of the Ramayim, that you are able to retract in the first 72 hours, so it makes very good sense. This Braisa fits in with Ula. Bishlam al-Ula, Dirabonin k'toni lo, Udaraisa k'toni lo. The opinion of this Braisa is according to the sheet of the Chachamim that on a Daraisa level you can't retract. So therefore, when a person was mafkir his vineyard, so on a Daraisa level, the next morning he's potter when he picks the vine from going and taking off maisers from it because he's zocher from hefker. Oh, that's the din Daraisa, which is exactly what the Chachamim said. And in the previous price, however, we said, but the Rabbanon came along and said that we're going to allow you to retract within the first 72 hours, midirabbanan, because of the Ramayim. Ah, so the Braises are consistent. According to Ula, the first Braise was all the Chachamim, and that was talking about midirabbanan. That's why the retraction, which on a Daraisa level, you can't retract, so midirabbanan, they said you can retract because of the Ramayim. And over here, in this new Braise that we just brought down with the vineyard, it's only telling us the din Daraisa. So Ula has no stira. It's all the same author. It's all the Chachamim, and one happens to be talking midirabbanan, the first Braise. And this new Braisa, the second Braisa that we just brought down now, is talking on the Din Daraisa. So Ula, Bishlam Ula, Ula, here's no problem. But according to Reish Lakish, Ella, the Reish Lakish, you got a problem over here. Amai Potter, Min HaMaisa. According to Reish Lakish, this is all the opinion of Yossi, that in fact, on a Daraisa level, you can retract. So in this situation, how come he's Zocha from Hefker? It's not really Hefker. He has the right to retract, so therefore, on a Daraisa level, you're not Zocha Min HaHefker, and it should be Chayiv in Trumas and Maisos. Kasha on Reish Lakish's understanding. So Amalach, so Reish Lakish say very simply, and this is the first of the two terutzim that we're going to give. So the first terutz is, Ki Amri Anol Rebbe Yossi. Yes, the previous Braisa I said was all Rebbe Yossi, but this Braisa, ha Rabbanan, you're right, 100%, this Braisa can't go in accord with Rebbe Yossi. Because then, Amai Potim and Amaisa. So therefore, this Braisa, the new Braisa about the vineyard, that goes like the sheet of the Chachamim, that in fact, you're not allowed to retract on a Daraisa basis, and therefore, that's why you're Potim and Trumas and Maisers. No problem. But the previous Braisa, that was the opinion of Rav Yossi, which says that even though you can retract, the rabbi said only Midrabbanan, you can't retract after 72 hours, again, Midrabbanan. So Reish Lakish has to say that the authors of these two prices are different, but that's not a problem. If they're two different prices, not a problem that they should be different authors. That's Teretz number one. Now we turn to Memhei Omer Aleph, and we then basically, Mirtz Hashem, are going to finish this beautiful fourth parak of Ein Vein Hamudar. And we now have Teretz number two. Teretz number two, Ibai Seimo, you could say that in fact, both of the prices are the opinion of Yossi. We don't have to say the first Braisa is Rav Yossi, the second Braisa is the Chachamim, like we gave in Teretz number one. But in fact, both of them are talking about Rav Yossi. Aye, then how come the din is different? Why in the first Braisa, the din is that Rav Yossi holds that you are able to retract Midaraisa, and this Braisa, it seems that you're not retracting Midaraisa because you're part of Trumas and Maisers. So Gemara says, because they're talking about different scenarios. The first Braisa is talking about Hod the Afkere, you made it Hefker, be anfei train, only in front of two other people. It doesn't have a piercing to it. It's not publicly made hefker, and therefore, in that situation, the din daraisa is that it's not retracted. However, in this new braisa with the vineyard, the afgrade ba'apetlosa, you did it in a public fashion, in front of three people. And when you do something in front of three people, it in fact is going to be a true hefker, even according to Rav Yossi, on a daraisa level. So as Ron explained in the top round over here, the Yibayis Ema, he says, Klomar, Hachmas Niso, our new Braisa with the vineyard, Nami is also talking about the Hamafkir Eskarmo Kerav Yossi. It is like the opinion of Yossi. Asya. The Adkan lo kam Rav Yosi, the Mafka Yochol Achzibo, because the opinion of Yosi, that you can retract and something doesn't become Hefker, Elo the Afgre Ape Trey. That's only when you do it in front of two people. Kolomar, She'ein Shom Shlosha, there aren't three people there. Dumyu de Masnisin. Just like we had in our Mishnah, where you had Reuven and Shimon, and there was nobody else there, because we said if there's somebody else there, go give it to Levi, and then Levi can go give it to Shimon. So therefore, this is similar to our Mishnah, the Ktani, the Eini Mom Acher, there's nobody else there, Ubaha, Belechodhu, the Osir of Yosi. And only in a situation where it's nobody else there, or one or two people there, the Rav Yosi says that you can't be mafkir something, you can retract, and therefore, it's not considered hefker on a deraisa level. The Svirulei, the kol ki hach ki hai gabda, that anything like this, no people there other than you and Reuven and Shimon, or there's one or two other people there, in this situation, ki hai gabda, hefker kematona, then it's only going to be zocha when the person picks it up as if you gave it to them as a gift. That's why in the Mishnah, Rav Yosi said, Shimon is directly benefiting from Reuven. It's as if he got a gift from him. It's not really Zohar from Hefker. It's as if he got a gift from him, and that's why he wasn't able to do it, according to Rav Yossi, because Shimon was also getting an offer from Reuven. The same thing would apply. There's only one or two other people around. It's not really Zohar from Hefker. You're Zohar from a gift, and therefore it would be Chayiv in Trumos and Maisos. The Ad, the Ossi, Lushu Zohar, until it actually goes into the person's possession, Lo Nofik Mirushus Mafkir. It still belongs to the Mafkir. Time of Mishum De'eni Moem Acher, and that's why if there's nobody else there in the Mishnah or Inami, the Lekab Hadde Elotre, there's only one or two other people there, so then Adaito Dechad Mehanach Bilchud Afgre, then he's really only doing it for these people to be Mafgre, and that's not considered a full Hefker. The whole Beitre, Leka Kola, it doesn't have a call when he's doing it in front of these one or two other people, and therefore Mishum Hochi, Domil Matona, it's similar to a Matona, and that's why Rav Yosi would say in that situation that you can retract. However, you go down a little bit further in the Ran, he says, but if there are three people there, Avshamilsa, we're familiar with the term Avshamilsa in Hilchus Shabbos, that if you do something that you had set before Shabbos, but it's going to go on Shabbos, and it's going to look too much like you're doing work on Shabbos, so that's not allowed. Avshamilsa has a call to it. It's a public announcement, so to say. Even Rav Yosi would say, this person really means business when he's doing it in front of three people. It's as if he's making an announcement to the entire world. Hey, this is Hefker. In this situation, it's not a matona, it's real Hefker. And therefore, Hilkoch, Afogal, the matona, Ados, Ilushus, Makabo, Lo Nofik, Mishu, Zoche, Be Hefker. In this situation, where he's only mafgrit in front of one or two people, we say, no, it's still considered his, and it only is a matana when it goes into the hands of the person who picks it up. So in that situation, Rav Yosi said, you can't be mafgrit. But ki hai, with three people, afilu Rav Yosi mode, the alter, nofik mirushus, say, if he does it in front of three people, it immediately leaves his rishus. So this new brisa with a vineyard was in front of three people, and that's why it's all Rav Yosi. But the first brisa was in front of two people, and the new brisa of the vineyard is in front of three people. And the Gemara says, I'll show you that this is right. The Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, because we see that Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok. Again, we mentioned many times when it says Mishum, it means he didn't learn anything from him directly. There were other people in between, but the Gemara didn't know who those people were. So Rabbi Yochanan just said this over the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok. And call a mafkir b'fnei shlosha heavy hefker. And he said that if you're mafkir something in front of three people, it really is hefker, even according to Rav Yosi. But b'fnei shnayim, but in front of two people, lo heavy hefker. Oh, that's the shita of Rav Yosi, and that is also the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Yotzadok. As opposed to, however, Rav Shimon Levi, he disagrees. Rav Shimon Levi, oh my, no. Dvar Torah, filu b'yechot heavy hefker. The din is like the Chachamim, Rav Yishuv Levi says, that min haTorah, if you mafkir something, boom. Even we had in our Mishnah only Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven was mafkir, he put it on the seller. Shimon can take it from him, and he's not considered getting hanoah from Reuven on a derais level. So Dvar Torah on a derais level, afilu b'echot heavy hefker. However, uma tam amru b'shlosha. The Chachamim don't disagree with his din of a difference between being mafkir in front of one or two people versus being mafkir in front of three. They agree to this din. And if you're mafgrid in front of one or two people, mid the rabbanan, it doesn't take effect. Why? Why is the din daraisa negated midaraisa, if you're mafker in front of one or two people, it's a perfectly good hefker. Why do the rabbis say no? You also need to be mafker in front of three people for it to take effect. Midrabanan, they don't allow the hefker to take effect if it's only one for one or two people. So the Gemara says, Uma tamam rishlosha, why did the opinion of the chachamim, even though midaraisa, one or two people will be hefker, but they required you to be mafker in front of three people in order for the hefker to take effect? Because kadesh ye echad zoche ushnayim eidin, and this way you have witnesses. When you're mafka in front of three people, so one of them could be zoche in it, or anybody else could be zoche in it, but you at least have two other people say, hey, you can't retract, you can't say you didn't make it hefker, we saw you make it hefker. So the fact that the chacham said you should do it apet losa in front of three people is a safeguard to prevent there from being machlokis over here, that the original person who owned it said, hey, I never really was mafkin, I was joking, I didn't say that, whatever it was. If you only have one or two people there, so then you're going to have a problem. If one of them picked it up, then they don't have two witnesses to say that it really was hefker, and then you're going to get into all sorts of machlokis. So therefore, the rabbi said, from a practical point of view, be mafkin something in front of three people. So even if one of them were to pick it up, you still would have two witnesses to prove that it really was hefker. Now, that's the simplest way, in my opinion, to have learned this Gemara. There are other ways to learn the Gemara as well. We'll just learn it this one way. Finally, we'll conclude with the last Ran. We're leading halacha. How do we paskin? So he says, "Bepluksayu the Rav Yochanan Rav Shimon Levi." In this last statement, where we had Rav Yochanan saying in the name of Rav Shimon Yotzadik that we paskin like Rav Yossi, and Rav Shimon Levi saying that we paskin like the Chachamim. So the Ran says, "Naktinan our Kabbalah is Rav Shimon Levi." Usually, when Rav Yochanan argues with Rav Shimon Levi, Rav Shimon Levi wins. The Amar Dvar Torah Afilu Bi Echad Heavy Hefker that the din is Bi Daraisa. It's technically hefker, even with one person, you can't retract it like the chachamim. And the reason for three, umatamam b'shlosha, kadei sheye echad zoche, ushnai mi'idim. And the rabbi said, only in three will we let it take effect, so you don't get machlokis. Hilkach, therefore, midirei sofrim, midirabanan, eino hefker, at sheyafkir b'fnei shlosha. Bottom line is, if you're not mafker in front of three people, midirabanan, the rabbis don't like the hefker take effect. And in this halacha, the king cause of a Rambam zal. The Ran says that the Rambam agrees with him, and Paskin's the same way in Perik Beis Mihuchos Nedarim Halacha Tesayin. With this, we conclude the beautiful Perik Ein Ben Amudar Hadron Olecha Ein Ben Amudar Hadron Olecha Ein Ben Amudar Hadron Olecha Ein Ben Amudar. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll start the fifth Perik.